Hi guys, Lee here from FPL Family, just with some midweek thoughts on game week 20, double game week 20. As most of you will know, unless you've been living under a rock, we've got double game weeks for City, for United, for Spurs, for Crystal Palace. Although I think I'm looking at too many from Crystal Palace, unless Zaha wants to turn up. Tends to turn up against the big teams, doesn't he? But I don't think he's going to find a spot in my midfield. Those five spots, pretty precious at the minute. Don't think I'm going to find a space for Zaha. But elsewhere, definitely going to try and maximise as many doubles as I can. Certainly with my transfers at the moment, certainly considering getting Harry Kane in. I said it on Sunday on the live stream. Haven't changed my feeling on that, despite watching United do very well in the Cup in midweek. So Rashford getting a couple of goals. He's already in my team, so I'm pretty happy to stick him in there. So, still looking at Kane. I know Sam mentioned about on Sunday talking about Bruno Fernandes, and I don't mind that either, you know. Certainly when I look at XGI involvement, expected goal involvement over the last six, he's right up there from a Manchester United perspective. He and Rashford are right up there together. And I don't even mind Antony, actually, either, if you want to double up in that United attack. And what's great about doubling or maybe even trebling on Manchester United going into this game week is actually they might have another game week. In fact, I'm pretty sure, certainly a lot of the FPL Twitter in the know accounts are saying that there's another double game week on the horizon over the next few weeks for Manchester United. And the fixtures look good for them as well. Even the single game weeks that they've got to play look pretty good as well. So trebling up now on Manchester United might be a pretty good sort of short to medium term strategy anyway, particularly as they're playing pretty well. I've got Rashford and Shaw. They seem pretty locked in. I think if you haven't got Shaw and you're making a decision between him and Dalot, there's a conversation to be had. But I still think I'd go with Shaw simply because he's a bit more versatile, isn't he? He can play at left centre half as well, should Ten Hag need to play him there. Not that I would doubt Dalot's minutes, but, you know, they've got a lot of games in that short period of time. And he's seen before how Dalot can often get a rest every now and again. But he's been pretty good on his fitness. It's a bit of a coin toss on those two guys. But if you wanted to double up in defence, don't mind it either. But the way that United are playing at the minute, the way they're attacking, I think I would probably look to double up in attack with Rashford and one other. Bruno Fernandes obviously going to cost you a lot more than Antony. Do you want to go for Antony Martial as well? I guess he's on the radar, but there's this whole kind of like X minutes thing with him that I don't particularly like. And he's been hauled off. I owned him actually only a few weeks ago. Binned him for Mitrovic for the double, which of course isn't going to be a double for Mitrovic because he ain't playing because of the booking, as we all know. But did get rid of Martial a couple of weeks ago. Very frustrating when he comes off after 60, 70 minutes. Didn't really look alive in the game, to be honest with you. So I think if I was going to double up, it would be in midfield. But as I said before, so many good options in midfield. So many good Arsenal midfielders that we're probably still looking at, despite Spurs away as the fixture for this game week. Still think that they're worthy of investment. Almiron, you ain't selling ahead of Fulham at home. No way. And even Andreas, okay, Newcastle away this week, but I know he's an ever-present. You know he's going to get the minutes and he's great value, isn't he? And that fifth midfielder slot. So I don't feel like selling him either. So where does my team land? I mean, at the minute, I've got Haaland and De Bruyne right now. I've got Rashford and Shaw. Those four are absolutely locked in. It's Cancelo that's the kind of question mark at the minute. And if I was going to go for Kane, going back to that thought there, the way that I would fund that, given that I want to keep Darwin, I know many of you will be getting frustrated with him. As I've said before, I do think there's an FPL asset in there. I'd be really worried about him if he was just on the periphery of games and not getting involved and wasn't getting the chances. He is absolutely getting the chances. His XG is ridiculous, as is well documented, right? Just not tucking him away. And got one in the cup, didn't he, that sort of come off his shin against Wolves, which was good. I mean, it was a great ball by Trent, wasn't it? And whether he actually meant that finish or not, listen, that might be just a bit of luck that he needs coming off the inside of his calf and going past a goalkeeper. Maybe that's what he needed just to get that sort of bit of confidence and get off the mark. So Brighton, for all of their va-va-voom going forward at the minute, and I talked about Mitoma, didn't I, last Sunday in terms of how good I think he's playing, I still think defensively he can get at them. So I don't want to sell Darwin. So how do I get to Kane? This is the ultimate question. And I think it's going to be Mitrovic that makes way. Now, he's obviously served his ban, so too worried about him coming back. He's going to come back in against Newcastle, I would expect. But listen, going to St James's Park, very, very difficult place to go. Newcastle, again, good result against Leeds in the Cup in midweek. All right, not so good against Sheffield Wednesday, but they're in a semi-final of a League Cup now. Definitely going to have their eye on that as a potential first trophy in some time up at St James's Park. So Mitrovic, I don't really fancy to get much out of St James out of Newcastle and out of Eddie Howe's boys. Now, their fixtures after that, They're at home to Spurs, away at Chelsea, I think home to Forest. So it's kind of mixed. A couple of nice home games there, but a couple of difficult looking away games, and then away at Brighton in 24. So Mitrovic kind of got mixed fixtures, and I just wonder whether now is the right opportunity to upgrade him, if that's the right phrase, to Kane. And the way that I might do that, because then my front line would read Haaland, Darwin and Kane. I've got a hell of a lot invested up front, but I would have Haaland and Kane in place for the double game week, which I'd be pretty happy about. I've got to find the funds somewhere. Now, I don't feel like I want to change my midfield. De Bruyne and Rashford obviously go nowhere, as I said before. Martinelli, Almiron and Andreas, pretty happy to keep those guys. So I'd likely look at Cancelo, you know. I've got real reservations over what's going on with this guy. Watched it in the Cup game as well. And even when he came on, didn't look great. I think he came on and got booked. Looked off it. Just didn't look fit. I don't know whether there's some sort of argument or something going on with Pep. I don't know. But either way, I'm not convinced that, you know, could you hand on heart say that he's definitely going to start both those games, Man United away and Spurs at home? I don't think you can, honestly. And I think the young man, Rico Lewis, has come on and done a really good job for Pep as well in that position when he's been needed. And Pep's come out in the press and talked about how great he's done and how well he's adapted. And also made a couple of comments about the fact that there's one or two of the City players, although he's not named names, one or two of the City players that are kind of a bit off it in training. I wonder whether Cancelo is one of them. And it seems weird, doesn't it, to take him out ahead of a double game week. Seems very, very odd to do that. But if I was to downgrade him to Stones or to Ake, and out of the two, I prefer Stones. I noticed actually Stones has had, I think, six or seven shots on goal so far this season. So and he's hit the post as well, I think. So he's had some big chances. So he's a threat from set pieces. I wouldn't say he's necessarily due a goal, but he's definitely got that threat from set pieces. And he's just generally their best player defensively at the minute. I mean, if you were to pick on any player defensively at the moment for City, I think you'd go for Stones. So I think he's pretty locked in for that Man United and Spurs doubleheader. And of course, you've got City, not just with some decent single game week fixtures coming up, but they have got another double coming up, haven't they, on the horizon. So what game week is that? 23, I think. They double against, it's definitely Arsenal, one of them, Villa, I think. Villa at home and Arsenal. So having a look at Cancelo at the Stones to fund Mitrovic to Kane, that is what I'm considering. That would leave me with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 double game weekers. The only curveball, the only thing that would stop me doing that, and it'd be for a hit as well, guys. I don't necessarily see that being an issue, taking a hit this week. It'd be my first hit of the season, by the way. I haven't taken a -4 at all this season, but definitely considering it this game week to get the extra double game week in Harry Kane. The only fly in the ointment is I really fancy, and this is going to sound weird coming from a Liverpool fan, but I really fancy Brighton to do well against us at the weekend at the Amex. They're in a good moment, Brighton, in a really good moment. And I hear what Sam was saying on Sunday about Alexis McAllister. And I noticed De Zerbi's come out and said a couple of things about playing him in the 10 and a bit closer to the forwards. So I understand all of that. But I still think Mitoma. I'm really keen on Mitoma. His underlying stats are unreal. And he scored a bit of a worldie, didn't he, last game week. So I really, really like Mitoma. Maybe even as a fourth midfielder. Don't necessarily feel like you have to get rid of Andreas and have him there as that fifth midfielder, even though he's in that kind of price bracket. I think he's like 4.8, 4.9, something like that. You know, if you wanted him as your fourth midfielder, that would be okay. In fact, we're almost kind of talking about an embarrassment of riches, aren't we? Because we've got Almiron in there as a great fourth midfielder as well. So, listen, shoving all of the funds up front in Haaland and Kane and Darwin does feel actually achievable, given that we've got the likes of Andreas, Mitoma and Almiron in that midfield. I think I'm leaning towards doing Stones and Kane, doing that move for a hit. I'm going to give Mitoma one more week. I'm going to see how McAllister and where McAllister plays against Liverpool. It also seems really wrong to bring in a Brighton player ahead of a game against my own club. But I'm going to see how those guys play for one more week. And then their fixtures really look very good. They look very green from game week 21 onwards. So I'll be looking to act on a Brighton midfielder, probably Mitoma. But if McAllister looks good in that 10, and I think he's on penalties for Brighton, it might be him in 21. But right now, that is the transfer I'm considering for a hit. Cancelo down to Stones and then Mitrovic up to Kane. Guys, speak to you later in the week. Patrons, I will see you on Friday for another Ohana podcast. And for the rest of you, see you on Sunday for another live stream. Cheers, guys.